May be seated. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'd like to start my sermon off with a question. And that question is, what is a moment? Literally, according to the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language, a moment is a brief, indefinite period of time. Another definition for a moment is a particular period of importance, influence, or significance in a series of events or developments. Figuratively, a moment is an image that stays with you, like a dance in the moonlight or the warm air from a fireplace on Christmas Eve. A moment that stays with you forever. I experienced the unique little sensation known as a moment over the summer this year. I was fortunate enough to be able to attend the Episcopal Church's 2012 General Convention in Indianapolis as a youth volunteer. The General Convention is the tri-annual convention where the bishops, priests, and lay delegates convene and decide the direction of the Episcopal Church. And a big question of the convention was, what's next? How do we adapt? How do we as a church adapt to an ever-changing world? It's a question that's plagued the church for a while now. Where do we go? What do we do? The answer is one word. I'm not kidding. It's ridiculously simple. Forward. We move forward. What do I mean? We need to honor and remember the past and still move ever forward with faith as we follow Jesus. We can't survive without change. It's a natural part of this little thing called life. I want to be clear. Change is not the enemy. It's part of the path. A main topic of the convention was a controversial one, the issue of same-sex blessings, or a same-sex blessings rite. Not a marriage or a wedding as we know it. And as a witness to one of the debates on this subject, I can say that people on both sides of the issue were very heartfelt in their comments. However, there was a word in the debate that I heard that popped out for me as a human being and as an Episcopalian. Death. Death. I heard a woman say that if this resolution passes, it will be the death of the church. Of course, being the pseudo-intellectual wunderkind I am, I noticed something. Something that struck me like a hard-hitting punch from a burly boxer. Whenever some major issue that prompts national coverage and debate comes up, I can guarantee you will hear someone say something like the phrase, "This is the death of so-and-so as we know it." But it makes sense, because we as humans, we fear death. Death is a scary thought. When we hear that word, we think of sadness, despair, and pain. But we shouldn't think that. Death is a natural part of life. For us as Christians, after death comes the resurrection. The word death may also be particularly scary to some of us as Christians, because we might also think of the death of the beloved Episcopal Church. Why is that? Why are some of our churches dying? Why are we being called to courage? I believe we are being called to action because we have been on autopilot for too long. We need to start taking risks again. As a church, we've developed this habit of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And so we've lived in stasis for a long time. And that's not a life-giving habit for a vital and growing 21st century anything, let alone a church. In fact, it's hurtful. It's a crutch. But we don't need to be afraid of change. In today's gospel reading, Jesus looked at them carefully and said, it's impossible with human beings, but not with God. All things are possible for God. Now, I'm not saying that we should change everything we do. We are on the pathway of becoming a more inclusive family of faithful and loving believers. And like the words in today's gospel reading, we follow Jesus. And because we follow Jesus, we can step out in faith and say that some things need to change. What might need to be changed to live into a bright future of mission and service? Simple. Us. The people need to have faith that we can handle change and find our way forward together with Jesus. Our reading from today's gospel begins with, as Jesus continued down the road, a man ran up, knelt before him, and asked, "Good teacher, what must I do to obtain eternal life?" And Jesus says, "Come follow." The answer can also be seen in Matthew verses 17 through 20. Jesus told them, "I assure you, even if you had faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it would move. Nothing would be impossible." Nothing is impossible without faith. How can we be courageous followers of Christ without it? Jesus said that Peter is the rock of the church, its foundation. In our time, we too are Peter. We too are the foundation for a strong future. The church of Christ needs a strong foundation. It needs you. The General Convention has provided us with a strong foundation for the future. A future so bright, I'm probably going to need tinted glasses to see. But in all seriousness, the General Convention has provided us with a pathway forward. When Jesus said, "Come follow me," a pathway of renewal and acceptance of the image of God in all our brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ opened up before us. Now that the church has spoken out in courage and faith in God's love, it's our turn. This is our moment, our particular period of importance, influence, or significance in a series of events or developments. The world can be changed when we step out in love and faith for one another. This is our chance to show to the people of the world the beauty of God's love made real right here in St. Michael's Episcopal Church, so that our church, like the kingdom of God, will be something that continues to endure for many more generations to come. And may all God's people say,
Amen.